Family-owned and operated, Terry's Hardware is dedicated to providing quality products and great service. Unlike big chain stores, when you go to Terry's Hardware, you'll get the help you need by a knowledgeable staff member. Be sure to check out their extensive options of paints or get everything you need to finish the simple do-it-yourself projects done around your home. Terry's Hardware, 375 West 33rd Street in South Hastings. Terry's Hardware, products you know, people you trust.
No matter what shade of green your thumb is, the Farmington Greenhouse has you covered. They offer a wide variety of annuals, perennials, shrub roses, cacti, hanging baskets, custom planting, and much, much more. At Farmington Greenhouse, you'll find the expertise you need to make your garden a paradise. For more information and hours, you can visit them online at farmingtongreenhouse.com.
Bath Fitter is North America's leading acrylic bathroom company. Bath Fitter offers top quality customized bathroom renovation products and services with a lifetime warranty. Why spend tons of money, not to mention grueling hours on bathroom remodeling? Bath Fitter offers a bathroom remodeling solution that lasts a lifetime. Done in just one day, call today at 651-925-8636 for a free consultation with an experienced staff member or go to their website, bathfitter.com.
Crown Rental is your one-stop rental shop to get all your projects done before winter. We are always adding to and updating our inventory to make sure you get what you need when you need it. Crown Rental has you covered. Don't forget, with the holiday season coming up, we also provide chairs, tables, dishware, and linens for your family gatherings. In need of a new blower to clean up those fallen leaves? Crown Rental carries a full line of steel products, including blowers, trimmers, chainsaws, and much more. Be sure to stop by for all your outdoor power equipment needs. As always, all three of our locations fill propane for your heating needs this season.
And inch by inch, row by row, I'm gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain come tumbling down.
Welcome to In the Garden. I'm Kelly Casey, and your host is Shar Shar. Welcome to this fall edition of In the Garden, Shar. Is your garden even growing anymore?
No, it's at rest. It's sleeping peacefully.
I'm so glad. We've had such a long season, yeah. But to all things come an end.
Yes.
But, you know, today's show is going to be about the bounty and the harvest and Thanksgiving for all those wonderful hours spent in our gardens this year.
A lot to be thankful for, I'll tell you that.
There certainly is.
And I want to touch on some perfect plants for your Thanksgiving celebration this year. Maybe you want to put a centerpiece in the middle of the table before all the food starts getting passed around. At least it'll look pretty up until that point. So I just want to touch on some of those. And the good old favorite of chrysanthemums, or mums, potted plant rather, that would be beautiful on the middle of your table. I would make sure that you would be buying it maybe from an indoor location, because a lot of the dealers in mums have had theirs outside, so they might have taken a frost. So make sure you get one that is looking quite nice and fresh, even from, say, an indoor florist. That is a beautiful plant. One thing about mums, when you do buy them as a potted plant for indoor use, they don't tend to last all winter long. I kind of look at them as a disposable plant, sorry to say. I mean, my mom probably could keep it all winter long, and maybe next year it might bloom, but they never quite bloom with the same vigor, especially the larger blossomed ones. So mums are beautiful for the table. I highly recommend them because of their wonderful fall colors, but not necessarily around for a long time. Another variety of plants that would be beautiful, and they do make excellent houseplants, are the ornamental peppers. You can keep those as houseplants, and they come in a couple of shapes. And by shapes, I mean the fruit of their plant. They usually have a little tiny white flower, and then they set their fruit, and they go into either a round ball-shaped fruit or a kind of long spear-shaped fruit. and they come in the different colorings. Some even have a purple cast to them. Some have the red, oranges, and yellows. And you can easily start new plants from the seeds that are in a dried up pepper fruit. So remember that. That's kind of a fun thing to do, and they start so easily. I wouldn't recommend having little kids eat them. I've not known them to be poisonous, but they can give you a bellyache, I should say. So another plant that you can watch for around this time of the year, and they are sometimes billed as Thanksgiving cactus, but really they're in the Christmas cactus family. And so I'm not quite sure what is the distinction between a Christmas cactus and a Thanksgiving cactus. I think it is more or less a commercial billing that
probably,
they give.
Probably
to
depends
it.
On when they were started and
that
when they were brought
too.
Into the cold that made them set their buds.
Yep. If they're ready for showing or selling in a store, they probably bill them as Thanksgiving cactus, but still very easy to take care of and in a variety of colors. Very, very lovely. And if you don't want to go with a live plant, remember the show we did on drying flowers and even those things you find in the ditches? Now would be a good time to bring out some of those things you've dried. And the ones that do grow in the ditches, such as cattails or ornamental grasses, they would be wonderful in a vase put on your table. You might even want to stick in a feather that you found on a walk, such as a wild turkey feather or a hawk tail feather. Stick that in there and make a lovely centerpiece out of that with, say, a mutual colored bow. That would be wonderful as well.
You know, I think it's wonderful when people visit people for Thanksgiving and the holidays to bring along a plant. And just keep in mind that they can use it, as you said, it is a disposable item, unfortunately. But some people have a green thumb and they'll keep it for a little longer. But that's always a nice housewarming gift to take along to a meal for your family or friends. So keep that in mind. Well, when we come back from our break, we're going to be talking about one of Char's favorite things, and that's cooking for Thanksgiving. And she's going to share with us one of her very favorite Thanksgiving recipes. We'll be back after a message from our sponsors.
At Lilydale Garden Center, they're dedicated to exceptional care of their plants and customers. They believe customers always come first. Lilydale Garden Center offers only the highest quality of plant material, as well as statuary, pottery, and gifts. Lilydale Garden also has annuals, landscaping material, garden decorations, and much more. For great customer service with big store selection, go to Lilydale Garden, 941 Sibley Memorial Highway in Lilydale.
Crown Rental is your one-stop rental shop to get all your projects done before winter. We are always adding to and updating our inventory to make sure you get what you need when you need it. Crown Rental has you covered. Don't forget, with the holiday season coming up, we also provide chairs, tables, dishware, and linens for your family gatherings. In need of a new blower to clean up those fallen leaves? Crown Rental carries a full line of steel products, including blowers, trimmers, chainsaws, and much more. Be sure to stop by for all your outdoor power equipment needs. As always, all three of our locations fill propane for your heating needs this season.
Bath Fitter is North America's leading acrylic bathroom company. Bath Fitter offers top quality customized bathroom renovation products and services with a lifetime warranty. Why spend tons of money, not to mention grueling hours on bathroom remodeling? Bath Fitter offers a bathroom remodeling solution that lasts a lifetime. Done in just one day, call today at 651-925-8636 for a free consultation with an experienced staff member, or go to their website, bathfitter.com.
Keeping your bird feeder clean with moisture and mold after it rains is important, especially with finch feeders. This message brought to you by Crabtree's Garden Gate, where they invite you to stop by to watch the birds enjoy each of the different feeding stations, feeders, and types of seed from their viewing window. Their seed is delivered fresh from the mill weekly, which is the key to active feeders. Visit Crabtree's Garden Gate, just 2 miles north of Marine on the St. Croix at 19713 Quinnell Avenue. That's Crabtree Garden Gate.
I do love this time of year. It's a chance to spend time with family and friends and maybe talk about some of the successes of our gardens and show people pictures of the wonderful fruit and vegetables and wonderful plants that we've had success with. I always talk with my mom over the holidays about some of the great things that happen in the garden. And Char's going to share a favorite recipe for this time of year. You can make it any time, but yes, something with pumpkin in it.
Yes, and a lot of us grow our own pumpkins. I did. Now I'm not making this pumpkin dessert out of the pumpkins I grew, but you can certainly do that. This recipe actually calls for a can of pumpkin mix, so you can do that. But otherwise, you can certainly use it from pumpkin you've grown and cooked up. I'm going to just mention one thing first. Don't worry too much about the specifics of the recipe. I will have them in the KDWA front office for you to pick up a copy, so I will go over quite briefly what the recipe entails. And I'll mention just in the beginning what it includes, and that is, and I mentioned also, or should mention also, that if this is somebody in your family that doesn't like original pumpkin pie, this is another alternative for that person. It's called pumpkin, caramel, and pecan cheesecake. Mm. Not the long version using the springform pan, but it's still a cheesecake. It includes pecans, ginger snaps finely crushed, butter, cream cheese, sugar, pumpkin pie spice, vanilla, eggs, Kraft caramels, and milk. So I'll just mention how to make this. You heat your oven to 325 degrees. You chop 1/4 cup pecans finely. Place in a medium bowl. Add ginger snap crumbs, but you can also use graham cracker crumbs, and butter. You mix that well. You press into the bottom of a 13-by-9-inch pan. You beat your softened cream cheese, and that's 4 packages, which is 8 ounces each of cream cheese, and the sugar, 1 cup of sugar, in a large bowl until the mixer has it thoroughly blended. Add pumpkin, spice, and vanilla. Mix well. And then add the eggs one at a time, mixing, and then pour over the crust. You bake 45 minutes or until the center is almost set. You cool completely. You refrigerate 4 hours. Microwave your 25 Kraft caramels and 1/4 cup of milk in a microwavable bowl on high 1.5 minutes or until the caramels are completely melted. You should stir this every 30 seconds. You spoon over individual servings of the cheesecake, and then you sprinkle with the remaining chopped pecans. And of course, you want to serve it with whipped cream.
I love the fact that it came in a 9-by-13 pan, because that means that there probably will be pieces for two for everyone.
Right. Or leftovers if it's a smaller group. How about that?
I don't think there's ever leftovers of something as delicious as a pumpkin dessert. You know, Char, this is our third year of In the Garden, and I just want to thank you so much for the variety of different suggestions and tips and resources that you have given to us. And I know that in each season of the garden, there's so many things to keep track of. And if you want to find out more about In the Garden, you can always go to our archives, which are posted on our website. And also, we are going to be looking forward to the next couple of shows, which will be the end of our season this year. The first one is going to be how to find and select and care for Christmas trees, live Christmas trees, and then also maybe some holiday plants. And then our final show of the year, as always, is Char's selected gifts for holiday givings. And can you share maybe just one of those special gifts now?
One would be kind of the gift that keeps on giving. And a good friend of mine, her husband does a neat thing for her Christmas present. He gives her one plant of some kind or cut bouquet each month. And he does it sometimes for half a year, sometimes the whole year. But it's just such a wonderful gift. And I was just going to touch on that and how to go about it, maybe give you some hints as to who you might even contact locally that you could find out about that. But it's a nice way to keep a gift that goes on giving throughout the year.
Well, we'll be looking forward to that. And you know, this late fall season still has me scrambling for some of the last little bits of things that need to be done in the garden. I'm busy. I dug my dahlia bulbs and my cannas, and it's been a hard freeze. I also noticed that there are people who are still scrambling to try to get all of the fruit off of their apple trees. And I had one lady who told me that she even picks them after a hard freeze. She keeps them frozen, she says, but it's really hard to peel them. But the fruit is still good, but you don't want to let them go mush.
Oh, right.
So she's still using them, but I think there's a lot of people, and some of the people haven't experienced that hard freeze, but you don't want to leave anything out on the vines.
Right.
But I have found out, too, that my donkeys enjoy an odd apple or so that maybe isn't perfect. They enjoy those. But as we're winding down this season, we just want to let you know that we just enjoy growing things, and we enjoy keeping our hands in the dirt. And then, of course, there's going to be that next season after this, which is catalog season,
which
will prepare us for the next season. I'd just like to thank you again so much, Char.
Oh, you're welcome.
And be sure to keep her pumpkin caramel and pecan cheesecake recipe in mind. If you'd like the directions to that, we do have copies here at KDWA, so you can make them for your guests.
That's right.
All right.
Enjoy.
Until next time, this is In the Garden.
Bye, everyone.
That's In the Garden for today. Remember to tune in for our next program with host Char Char. We'll bring you a full season of information on all things green and growing. From foliage to flowers, veggies to patio planters, we'll share our love for gardening thanks to these fine sponsors.
At Lilydale Garden Center, they're dedicated to exceptional care of their plants and customers. They believe customers always come first. Lilydale Garden Center offers only the highest quality of plant material, as well as statuary, pottery, and gifts. Lilydale Garden also has annuals, landscaping material, garden decorations, and much more. For great customer service with big store selection, go to Lilydale Garden, 941 Sibley Memorial Highway in Lilydale.
Bath Fitter is North America's leading acrylic bathroom company. Bath Fitter offers top quality customized bathroom renovation products and services with a lifetime warranty. Why spend tons of money, not to mention grueling hours on bathroom remodeling? Bath Fitter offers a bathroom remodeling solution that lasts a lifetime. Done in just one day? Call today at 651-925-8636 for a free consultation with an experienced staff member, or go to their website, bathfitter.com.
Crown Rental is your one-stop rental shop to get all your projects done before winter. We are always adding to and updating our inventory to make sure you get what you need when you need it. Crown Rental has you covered. Don't forget, with the holiday season coming up, we also provide chairs, tables, dishware, and linens for your family gatherings. In need of a new blower to clean up those fallen leaves? Crown Rental carries a full line of steel products, including blowers, trimmers, chainsaws, and much more. Be sure to stop by for all your outdoor power equipment needs. As always, all three of our locations fill propane for your heating needs this season.
Family owned and operated, Terry's Hardware is dedicated to providing quality products and great service. Unlike big chain stores, when you go to Terry's Hardware, you'll get the help you need by a knowledgeable staff member. Be sure to check out their extensive options of paints, or get everything you need to finish the simple do-it-yourself projects done around your home. Terry's Hardware, 375 West 33rd Street in South Hastings. Terry's Hardware, products you know, people you trust.